Welcome to the Trochia Podcast Series.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Gladney. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? If you were on the witness stand with your hand on the Bible, you'd say, "I do," and take your seat. But in our daily walk as followers of Christ, we often don't want to hear the whole truth. We want to hear slivers of truth. We want to hear truth that's appealing, soft, easily digestible. We want to hear truth that's good news truth. We really don't want to hear truth that challenges us, do we? When I was young, I saw my very first play on Broadway. It was called The Wiz. It was a takeoff from The Wizard of Oz, and one song I remember vividly had these words: "When I wake up in the afternoon, which it pleases me to do, don't nobody bring me no bad news, 'cause I wake up already negative, and I've wired up my fuse, so don't nobody bring me no bad news. You can be my best of friends as opposed to paying dues, but don't nobody bring me no bad news." This was the wicked witch, Eveline, telling her minions not to bring her the whole truth. Why? Well, I guess the truth hurts. We've all heard that expression, haven't we? Remember the famous line in the movie A Few Good Men where Jack Nicholson shouted to Tom Cruise, "You can't handle the truth." Oh yeah, there are different types of truth. There's mathematical truth, historical truth. But then there's the most important truth of all, spiritual truth. It's the only truth that will affect our eternity. You remember Pilate asked Jesus, "So you're a king?" And Jesus responded, "You say I'm a king. Actually, I was born and came into the world to testify to the truth. All who love the truth recognize that what I say is truth." Unquote. What is truth? Pilate asked. Earlier in Jesus' ministry, we remember that he told his followers that he was the way, the truth, and the life. When he prayed to the Father, he said, "Thy word is truth." So we see that Jesus and his word are inseparable, unequivocal, absolute truth. But can you and I handle the whole truth of the Bible? It's true that I'm saved from every sin I've ever committed. Praise the Lord. But 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "All that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." That's also true. Can we handle it, or do we try to rationalize our way out of it with statements like, "Well, that was only for his disciples at that time"? Really? Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow me." What does that mean? Whatever it means, it doesn't sound very pleasant, but it's true. Jesus said it. Can you and I handle that truth? Listen to this short account in the Gospel of Luke. A large crowd was following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, "If you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison, your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you can't be my disciple. And if you don't carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. And don't begin unless you count the cost." This is Luke 14, verses 25 to 28. Can we handle this truth? Do we understand it? God is a God of wrath. Really? Don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that. It's repulsive. God is a God of love. That's true. But he's also a God of wrath. Read Romans 1:18 and John 3:36 and Revelation 20, verse 15. But we don't want to hear that side of the truth. The whole truth says, "Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap," in Galatians 6. "If we sow to the Spirit, we'll reap everlasting life. But if we sow to the flesh, we'll reap corruption." Now, I imagine that there are very few people who will enjoy, tweet, or share this podcast, because most people really don't want the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Just let me break off that slice of truth that says God is love, that grace is free, that I can cast all my cares upon Jesus, that he died for my sins and I'm totally forgiven. That is great news. It's true. But do we want to hear that we are accountable for our behavior? We tend to read scripture selectively, don't we? We read those things again and again that comfort us, and we rarely read those things that challenge us. And when we do read something that's challenging, we want to reinterpret it in the context of our culture and our convenience. But hey, I've got some really great news. We can handle the truth. We can handle the whole truth if we commit to four little words. The first one is believe. Believe the word is true. Every word out of the mouth of God is truth. Number two, study. Study to show yourself approved, unashamed of the word of truth. Know the truth about carrying your cross and other difficult passages. Consider context and contemporary application. Take notes as you read and study, and ask your Bible teacher and pastor to help clarify these questions. Number three, practice. Be determined to walk daily in a manner worthy of your calling. Be aware of who you are in Christ and walk by faith in the God of all truth. And number four, share. Be purposeful in sharing the goodness and grace of God with somebody else. See, you and I can handle the whole truth if we commit to these four simple little words. Believe the truth. Study the truth. Practice the truth. And share the truth of God's word. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. We at Trochia are committed to helping you grow in Christ. Please join us at trochia.org. That's T-R-O-C-H-I-A.org, where you can sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, find blogs, videos, Bible study lessons, and more podcasts, all dedicated to Christian discipleship. And make sure to like our Trochia Facebook page to receive short daily devotionals. Be encouraged as our Lord's grace and peace goes with you.